Nice to be back in brisk Chicago with all of you again. What does that mean? Well, what I had in mind and what's taking place are two different things. I thought we'd have a brain ceremony, and Jagananda thought we'd have a lecture. And that's that little huddle back there was all of it. What am I supposed to do? He said, just speak about whatever you want to speak about. So, we'll speak about Krishna. Because this is the month of Damodar, perhaps we think we can speak about Damodar. The pastime of Radha Damodar, or even more accurately, Yashoda Damodar, one day he will grow up. But there will be another to replace him. Not necessarily in your family, but one of the families, there'll be another. Nice little boy. Or girl. That has to be in the center of everyone's attention. Okay. The Damodar Lila is so attractive that we celebrate this Lila for the whole month. Is there any other Lila like that, that we celebrate for a whole month? We prepare ourselves for Ram Navami and Janmashtami, but we don't celebrate every day for the whole month. So this is a very special Lila. And part of the special nature of the Damodar Lila is the sweetness of Krishna's childhood pastimes. Universally, no one has an issue with Krishna's childhood pastimes. Some have an issue with when Krishna gets a little older. And even part of the Damodar pastime is Makkanchor, Krishna stealing. But even Krishna stealing is nice because he's such a small boy. But Mother Jasoda doesn't consider Krishna stealing to be very nice at all. That's her primary concern. Even that Krishna broke the butter pot. That's of concern, but she can forgive that. But that Krishna stole, that she can't forgive. Part of the beauty of this Lila is Krishna's moving from the position of the supreme controller to the position of a small child, to the position of a naughty small child, to a fearful small child, to the supreme controller, to the omniscient Lord. Just upon his will, he's showing his divinity, his supremacy, at the same time seamlessly he's showing his loving nature, his submission to the love of his devotee. And Mother Jasoda, likewise, it's not just Krishna, it's Mother Jasoda. She's exhibiting this quality of love and the degree of love for Krishna that conquers Krishna or brings Krishna, the Supreme Controller, unto submission unto Mother Jasoda. Jiva Goswami describes that this pastime took place on Diwali. We just observed Diwali. And I was in Bombay during Diwali, and it was very spectacular. Fortunately, I was very, very tired, so I could sleep. But the whole city was awake all night with explosions of fireworks that, if you could have, you know, saved 1 rupee for every firework that went off, you could build a Taj Mahal. All over the city was illuminated. Because I was staying up in the towers of the guest house of Krishna Balar Mandir, and you could see out in some distance. All directions. Not just like the municipality over here did a nice fireworks. It was all over. So on Diwali day, Mother Jasoda was considering the people they're saying that Krishna steals butter. I don't believe it. Why would Krishna steal butter? Don't they know that in the storehouse of Nanda Maharaj we have so much butter? Do you know how many cows Nanda Maharaj has? 100,000 cows, and we don't have enough butter, so Krishna has to go steal butter? Don't believe it. But if it's true, maybe it's because they just don't know how to make butter. Today is Diwali. I'll give all of the maidservants the day off. They can go to their homes and celebrate Diwali with their family. That'll be very nice anyway. And I'll make Krishna's butter. So she was very happy to take care of her loving child this way. And Mother Jasoda was expert. She wasn't just like Mother Jasoda that didn't know how to do things. She was expert. Jiva Goswami describes that out of the 100,000 cows, Mother Jasoda knew which grasses with which cows produced which flavored milk. So she personally gathered the best flavored grasses and fed the best flavored grasses to the 1,000 best cows out of the 100,000 cows. And then she personally milked those 1,000 cows. She took the mixture of the milk of those 1,000 cows and fed some of the milk along with some additional grasses to a special 100 cows. And she milked those 100 cows herself. And then she took that milk from the 100 cows that came from the very special cows and fed them along with some special grasses to 10 very, very, very special cows. And then she milked those 10 cows. And then she took that very, very, very special milk with just the right flavor and put it into her butter pot and began personally churning. We did this one year at Radha Govinda Mandir. We made butter churns for our congregation to make butter. And it was very sloppy, so we didn't do it again. But it was a nice experience. Little pot, nice sized pot, and a rod, and some paddles that went out, going radially outward like spokes. And something that would hold the rod in place, and a rope, and move the, and it, as the paddles move through the milk, we had to have fresh milk on this arise and that arise milk, just regular from the cow milk. And as the milk sloshes back and forth slowly, the butter starts to separate. But Mother Jasoda knew, like the Brijvasis know, that yogurt makes better butter than milk. So she was moving her arms back and forth, and naturally, because she's on the platform of spontaneous devotion, she was singing beautiful songs about Krishna. But they were spontaneous songs. She was just thinking of Krishna, because she's Mother Jasoda, and describing his pastimes. And the bangles on her arms were moving. This is the Dinubandhu rendition. Ching, ching, ching. Ching, ching, ching. And the paddle in the butter pot was making a sound like a madunga as the yogurt was sloshing around. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Ching, ching, ching. Boom, boom. She was a one-man band. Having spontaneous kirtan. She didn't need a music teacher. She didn't need a songbook. She didn't need a virtuoso madunga player. She was happy, just singing wonderful songs about Krishna, remembering Krishna. Before she began churning the butter, she had put Krishna to rest a little distance away. But when Krishna woke up, he's just a little boy, he woke up because he was hungry. So he toddled over to where Mother Jasoda was churning butter, and he looked up at Mother Jasoda and she smiled, but she kept churning the butter. So Krishna reached out and grabbed hold of the churning rod. Without saying anything, it meant, stop. I want attention. Those that are parents understand the nature of children wanting attention, the little attention machines, 24/7. I want attention. So Mother Jasoda stopped churning the butter and picked Krishna up. He already had his grain ceremony. But he still wanted to be fed by Mother Jasoda. So she sat him down and placed him facing her with her hands behind his back on her lap, his legs straddling her waist, and looked at Krishna's beautiful face. It was such a beautiful painting of this, Mother Jasoda looking into Krishna's eyes. Imagine not just seeing Krishna, but holding Krishna on your lap, looking at Krishna's beautiful eyes, and Mother Jasoda smiled. And when Krishna saw Mother Jasoda smile, he smiled, his little teeth showed. And Mother Jasoda saw that, she smiled even more. And when Krishna saw Mother Jasoda smile even more, he smiled even more broadly. And when Krishna smiled more broadly, Mother Jasoda radiated joy. And Mother Jasoda radiated, it just went like that back and forth, and they were both so happy. That could be the end of the story right there. This competition of love knows no limit. But she wanted to serve her son, and he wanted to be served by her in parental affection, in her parental affection, receiving that love from her. And so she began breastfeeding Krishna. But meanwhile, a little complication arose. Even in the spiritual world, there are complications. So don't think, oh, I can't wait. No more complications. The milk that she had put on the stove to make some milk sweets for Krishna began to boil over. Jiva Goswami says that in the spiritual world, everything is conscious. Sri Brahma Samhita describes that everything is conscious. Everything is made of chit, shakti. Not only sat, eternal, but chit, conscious. So the rivers are conscious, the trees are conscious, the rocks are conscious, and the milk is conscious, and the milk was thinking, what is the use of my life? Mother Jasoda has so much love for Krishna that Krishna won't want to stop being fed by Mother Jasoda. And in her joy of wanting to please Krishna, she'll be able to supply unlimited milk. There's no end to the happiness that Krishna and Mother Jasoda will experience in their loving exchange. And then what will be the opportunity for me to serve Krishna? Better I just give up my life and throw myself in the fire. Jiva Goswami says, so the fire, the milk was boiling over the pot, ready to jump into the fire. So then Mother Jasoda did what we have to do sometimes. We have two services to do, both at the same time, and they can't be simultaneously done. So many circumstances we can think of. We have two things to do and you can't do them both at the same time. So what did she do? She used her rational faculty. We're not supposed to speculate because we're devotees. We don't speculate, but we still use our reasoning faculty in how to best serve Krishna. We draw upon that faculty. So Krishna, she reasoned, if I let the milk boil over, that will all be spoiled. And if I set Krishna down for a moment, he won't be happy, but he'll still be here and I can come back and continue to feed him. So I'll go rescue the milk first. So she went to rescue the milk. She didn't take the milk off the stove because she's Mother Jasoda and she's very expert. She just took a little cold water and sprinkled the cold water over the top of the milk and immediately it subsided. So those of you that work in the kitchen and something's boiling over, I've had the experience, you take something off and it still keeps boiling over. Yes, I've had that experience. But it's much better. Just little, sprinkle little, just little, like that. At once it goes down. Try it next time. And then think of Krishna when you think of Mother Jasoda. When you do that, then you'll be Krishna conscious at the same time, saving what's on the stove. So the milk went down. But just like some of our children, they don't want to wait for one moment. They want to be the center of attention now. Not everyone's like that, but some children are like that. So Krishna became very angry. And in his anger, he stood up, he took a piece of stone, and he threw the piece of stone at the butter pot, and it cracked. And all the yogurt and butter went spilling onto the ground. But Krishna wasn't satisfied. He went storming off to the storeroom of Nanda Maharaj to steal more butter. Then Mother Jasoda, she came back to the scene of the crime, and she used her reasoning faculty again. Here's a broken... She didn't see what happened. This is deductive logic. She didn't see Krishna break the butter pot. But she didn't see Krishna, and she saw a broken butter pot. She saw a stone right by the side of the broken butter pot. And then she reasoned, Krishna must have done this. I didn't see him do it, but Krishna must have done this, because he wanted to be fed and I set him down instead. And then she used her deductive logic again. I know where he must have gone. He went to the storeroom where there's more butter. But she also saw the evidence. She saw the little footprints of Krishna with butter at the bottom of the footprints heading for the storeroom. And as she was heading for the storeroom, she picked up a little stick, not a big one little thin one, and went very quietly approaching the storeroom so that Krishna wouldn't hear her coming. And when she went to the storeroom, she saw Krishna had climbed up on top of a wooden grinding mortar used for grinding spices, and was standing on top of the grinding mortar and reaching for the butter pot that was hanging from the rafters, and was tilting the butter from the pot so it would fall into his hand, and was going onto the floor, and the monkeys were scurrying around stealing the butter too. And she saw Krishna looking from the corner of his eye, this way, that way, fearful that somebody might catch him. And suddenly she came from behind the pillar and showed Krishna the stick. And when Krishna saw the stick, he went scurrying away, running the other direction from Mother Jasoda. And Mother Jasoda was chasing Krishna. And Krishna was running. And we know from Ishopanishad what happens. He overcomes all others running. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who can capture Krishna? But Mother Jasoda caught Krishna. That means Krishna allowed Mother Jasoda to capture him. And when she captured him, she was shaking the stick. And when Krishna saw the stick, he was crying and crying. The kajal, the ointment below his eyes, was streaking down his cheeks, because he was afraid of the stick in Mother Jasoda's hand. And she saw him crying, so she threw away the stick. She used her finger instead. use dough, butter. What our neighbors said was true. I give you so much butter and yet you go and steal butter. This is very bad. I can forgive you for breaking the pot. It's Nanda Maharaj's pot. We have so many pots, that's okay. But you stole. This is very bad. And the accomplice in the crime of your stealing is this wooden grinding mortar. Without him, you wouldn't have been able to steal the butter, so he should be punished too. I'm going to tie you both up to a rope. But we know what happened. She tried, but the rope was 2 inches too short. So again, she used her reasoning faculty. I'll get some more rope and tie the two ropes together, and then we'll go around Krishna's waist. But it didn't go around Krishna's waist. It was again the same. 2 inches too short. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes that Krishna, parasha shakti vividaiva shruyate swabhavaki jnana bala kriyacha. Krishna has unlimited potencies. And just by his will, those potencies manifest, or those potencies are withdrawn. Just by his will. He doesn't have to do anything, because everything is carried out by his potencies. So Krishna exhibited two of his potencies. One of those potencies was his vibhuti shakti. Vibhuti means opulence, just like chapter 10 Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is describing his various opulences or his vibhutis. So one of Krishna's vibhutis is that there is nothing material, ajita, nothing material that can conquer him. He's unconquerable. So by common sense or by material law, a rope that's too short, tie with another rope and it will go the distance, and another rope and another rope and however many ropes, it was still the same 2 inches too short. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that within a portion of a plenary portion of Krishna, Mahavishnu, within the abdomen of Mahavishnu rests the entire cosmic manifestation. All the universes and all the ingredients for the universe are within the body of Mahavishnu. So what to speak of within Krishna's abdomen? What rope can go around the totality of everything? No rope is big enough. So Krishna exhibited that vibhuti shakti, and the rope was insufficient. And the second opulence that Krishna exhibited, or potency, was his satya sankalpa shakti. That satya means truth. Satyam param dhimahi. The Bhagavatam is instructing or disclosing this, the supreme truth, the absolute truth, Krishna. So when he has a desire, his desire becomes truth, becomes reality, and it's invincible. Sankalpa means intention. So when we have an intention, it doesn't just happen. We know that from our japa retreats. We have a sankalpa that says something. In the course of this japa retreat, I wish my intention is that my chanting will become improved in some particular way. That's our sankalpa. And it doesn't become satya. We have to make a lot of endeavor, and maybe we'll make a little progress towards that by Krishna's mercy. But Krishna just desires, and it's reality. Krishna's intention is truth. Just like he says in Bhagavad Gita, he expresses his opinion. Yoginamapi sarvesham vadgate nantaratmanam shraddhavan bhajate yomam samve yuktatamo mataha mataha. It is my opinion that... Well, when Krishna has opinion, is he not just being humble? It's truth. We may have an opinion about so many things, and it's not worth a hill of beans. But Krishna's opinion is truth. And Krishna's sankalpa, his intention, is truth. Satya sankalpa shakti. Why? Because he wanted to go back to the storeroom to get more butter. He didn't want Mother Jasoda to put a rope around his waist and tie him up to a grinding mortar. He wanted to... And he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he was exhibiting his supremacy. Even though he was little, Mother Jasoda was big. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She couldn't do what she wanted to do. So what did Mother Jasoda do? She went and got some more rope. She asked the ladies to get all the rope, Jiva Goswami says, all the rope from all the storerooms of all the cowherds' men in their storerooms, and bring the rope for Mother Jasoda to bind Krishna. And they came and brought the rope because Mother Jasoda asked. They knew what was going on. And she put all that rope together, and it was still 2 inches too short. So they started laughing at Mother Jasoda, saying, "Don't you understand? It's not meant to happen. Don't you remember this morning you put that little string around Krishna's waist, and there was a little bell, and it, there was no problem. Went around Krishna's waist very easily. And now you have so much rope, and it's not going around Krishna's waist. Just accept it. It's not meant to happen. It's okay, Mother Jasoda. Just, like, leave it alone." She wasn't ready to leave it alone. She was feeling so strongly her motherly affection. It wasn't just like, "Oh, I don't want to be defeated by this little boy." She was wanting to serve Krishna in that way, to discipline him as a mother wishes to see that her small child has proper behavior out of her love. So she didn't relent. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Kirtan's over. Amazing. He's in his own world. We don't even exist. He's just like... Mother Jasoda continued to endeavor with devotion. So he says that she was simply wanting to serve Krishna, so she was exhibiting bhakti prayasa, and forget the other term, something like dridha, rata, prayasa. Not the exact Sanskrit, but something like that. Her endeavor was not doership. Her endeavor was service. She wasn't fruitive in her intention. She was wanting to serve Krishna by intention. And there was nothing that could check that intention. It's like the verse in the first canto, chapter 2 of the Bhagavatam. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayota. No, that's not it. Savai Pungsam Paro Dharmo Yato Bhaktir Adhoksaje Ahaituki Apratiyata Yayatma Supersedati. So he just unpacks that in a different way. She was endeavoring without material motive, but with motherly affection. And there was nothing that could check that endeavor in devotion. She was so determined. And Krishna saw the love of Mother Yashoda and the unflinching love of Mother Yashoda. He withdrew his vibhuti shakti and satya sankalpa shakti, and he exhibited his kripa shakti. So when we have the combination of these two, endeavor in devotion and Krishna's mercy, then anything can happen. Anything that's impossible becomes possible because Krishna makes it possible. But Krishna makes endeavors in devotion possible when he sees the devotion. It's not just the endeavor. And we can be very stubborn or persistent, and it's not the same as being unflinching in the exhibition of devotion. And we all have multiple experiences in the course of our life to experience that. So Mother Yashoda's teaching us, the Leela is teaching us this success in devotion. It's not just, aha, you can finally bind Krishna. The success is what Mother Yashoda, the love of Mother Yashoda. And that love is so strong that Krishna moved from the position, although he was in a small child's form, he moved from the position of supremacy to subordination to Mother Yashoda out of love. Krishna could have, just like he had that morning, made it very easy for the little string to go around his waist, but Krishna didn't. Sometimes Krishna makes things very easy for us to accomplish. Even difficult things can become very easy to accomplish, and sometimes even simple things can become very difficult to accomplish. But if we know that here's something that Krishna wants, we know that there's something that Krishna wants. Just like, what are some of the things that we know that Krishna wants? Well, he wants us to become Krishna conscious. He wants us to come back to him. He wants our love. He wants us to call his holy name. He wants us to think of him while we're calling his holy name. He wants the mind to go to Krishna. He instructs specifically. From whatever and wherever the mind wanders, bring it back. Under the control of the self. But the mind doesn't do that. It does something else. But Krishna wants. So what are we to do? Bhakti prayasa. Endeavor, continue to endeavor. Not just mechanically, but continue to endeavor. Or any other thing that may seem difficult to accomplish. Mother Yashoda's giving more than a Bhagavad Gita class. She's exhibiting spontaneous devotion and how Krishna is moved. And teaching us how to achieve that which seems very difficult for us to achieve. When we know, in such a situation, that's not an over-endeavor for a simple thing. That's advised against in devotional service. Over-endeavor to achieve something, to over-endeavor for that something is ill-advised. It's cautioned against. But something that's directly a devotional effort, there's no check. There's no, okay, I've crossed the line, I've tried enough. And then Krishna's reciprocation, that's when we get Krishna's mercy. And when we get Krishna's mercy, then the exchange with Krishna is complete. The other part is also exchange with Krishna. Krishna is helping us to make our determination stronger in some cases. So this is such a wonderful lila, the Damodar lila. We sing about it all month long. Very auspicious pastime, very auspicious month. Now for the auspicious grain ceremony. Here comes the auspicious child. And here's the grains. I hope he's hungry. You got a little bit for him? Oh, you got, okay. Good. Yummy. Huh? Good. Not making a funny face. Some more dripping.
Okay, I remember.
The noise scared him.
Yes.
Yeah. On his chin. Okay. He's reaching for some more. Okay. Sri Sri Kishore Kishori Ki Jai.